a Russian scientific spacecraft whizzing out of control around the Earth and expected to re-enter the atmosphere on Saturday, may have failed because it was struck by some type of anti-satellite weapon, said the director of Russia's space agency. The Russian craft, named Phobos Grunt, ran into trouble soon after it was launched, when its rockets failed to lift it out of low Earth orbit. Phobos Grunt, which took about 5 years to build and cost $160 million at current exchange rates, was launched from Kazakhstan on November 9th. It also carried a small Chinese Mars orbiter. What was to have been a 2.5-year interplanetary journey to retrieve a soil sample from Phobos will instead end over the weekend. Predictions of re-entry time and location are vague due to many changing factors, such as solar weather and orientation of the spacecraft. Debris from the craft could potentially fall anywhere along a vast stretch of the Earth's surface that includes the cities of New York, London, and Tokyo. Though the odds are heavily against the debris causing any harm, the spectacle of people around the world anticipating the crash is another embarrassment for the Russian space agency. This was the first high-level suggestion of nefarious interference. The statement from Russia's space agency came at a time of rising anti-Americanism in Russian politics and may have been intended mostly for a domestic audience. Russian officials often drop hints of foreign meddling, for example, in stirring the recent anti-government street protests in Moscow. Russia has not succeeded in sending spacecraft to Mars since the 1980s. An attempt in 1996 to launch a Mars lander that could burrow below the planet's surface failed because of a flaw in the rocket that carried it.